This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Last week, I talked about milking your own cow. By that, I was referring to a story about Patrick, who had to have a hired hand milk his cow, and the hired hand was watering down the milk. And the pastor had come calling and encouraged Patrick not to read the word on his own, but to let the pastor explain it to him. And remember, Patrick said, but I've learned the importance of milking my own cow rather than getting a watered-down version, and pointed to the pastor as giving him the watered-down teaching. And I trust that you're getting the full version from your pastor. Trust for that. But at the same time, even when you are, you still need to milk your own cow. That means that you've got to come to the Word yourself. Remember the passage that I had. Like newborn babies, Peter wrote, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment, he wrote, now that you have a taste of the Lord's kindness, if you indeed have tasted that the Lord is good. I encourage you to milk your own cow, but how do you taste and see that the Lord is good? I think you need to get a good plan to milk your own cow. You may want to have a book study. You may want to read one or two verses a day. Whatever it is, if it's several chapters or a few verses, have a plan. You may want to take a theme of the Bible, like a biblical topic, mercy or the gospel or love as a topic or justice, and then trace those themes from Genesis to Revelation. What you do is you get a concordance. You look up those words and you study all related scriptures. That can be quite an undertaking. My guess is what you want to do is have a devotional reading of the Word of God. And you have to find what works for you. That's the deal. Sometimes the only way to find out what works for you is to find what doesn't work for you. And that just means you have to try it. You have to taste and see and try what works for you. I can tell you what works for me in my devotional reading of the Scripture. I begin every day by reading the Word of God. I have a plan, and I try to stay with that plan, although I try not to be in any means legalistic about it. Like I try to meet with God through His Word and stay with a plan. And the main thing is that I meet with God. So I entrust the first part of that day to the Lord, like the rudder that directs the ship for a day. Why would I want to begin my day by some random DJ telling me how I'm going to feel, or a talk show or TV host? I want to place my life in the hands of the one who's to direct my thinking, and that's God. So I go to the book, and that's the Bible. And the book of Psalms is where I go first. It's oftentimes called the Bible's hymn book. And it's so much direction and devotional thoughts in there that are good for us, and whatever those different emotions that we're facing during each day and each week. So here's what I do. I read the book of Psalms. I try to read through the book of Psalms once a month. And the way to do that is I typically try five Psalms a day. Sometimes I get through five Psalms. Sometimes I don't. If I don't, it's no big deal. The main thing, have I encountered God? So today, for instance, is the 20th. I'll read Psalm 20. And then I'll read Psalm 50, Psalm 80, Psalm 110, Psalm 140. So if I just go 30, 20 plus 30 is 50, 50 plus 30 is 80, you can get a chart that has all that for you if you contact me. You just go through five Psalms. Maybe you want to do 1 through 5 and 6 through 10 or 11, whatever works for you. You know, don't get caught up in the math of it. Just encounter God through that. And then, well, Proverbs is easy. Proverbs is 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. So whatever the day is, that's the chapter of Proverbs that I read. Billy Graham once said he reads Psalms to find out how to get along with God, and Proverbs to find out how to get along with other people. I took that, and that's where I developed that system of Psalms and Proverbs and going through it once a month. And I'm just amazed at how, as I read through, I'll be encountering some problem today, and it's met directly in one of those scriptures. That's not all I read. I go through the Bible devotionally once a year, and then there are these scriptures that I have for study, but even then for my sermons and what I do on Wednesday or whenever, I read that devotionally because the Lord has to speak to me first before I can share something with other people. So before you get into all the technical stuff, in your study Bible or wherever it is you study, make sure that you come to God first and just ask Him to speak to you. There's so many different methods, so many different avenues for studying God's Word. I want to encourage you to do what works for you. What works for me may work for you, but then again, it may not. You have to find out what works for you with the time constraints that you have in this place that you are right now in your life. And get a handle on it. Just try it. Let me give you some general principles. Get the context. As you read through the scripture, avoid proof texting. Proof texting is finding something that fits whatever you've already decided. And you find a proof text. One scripture taken out of context can be used to support a lot of different crazy ideas. So be careful with that. Find out what the text is about in context. And then notice the meaning of words. Words are important. They have meaning. What's the meaning of what's being said there? And then ask the Lord to show you what He wants to reveal to you personally in that passage. Let God speak to you through the Word. It's good to have a study Bible, and there are all kinds of good study Bibles, but let me caution you, don't get so caught up in all the notes that you don't do the actual reading and asking God just to speak to you. And that brings me to the last thing. Keep it simple. Do what works for you. Just get into it. In other words, milk your own cow. And then come back here next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Here comes the sun.